are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hallelujah. Go to James 3:14 through 16. James 3:14 through 16. So some stuff, the whole point I want to get across there, that there's some stuff that's what? In our heart. Oh, glory to God. You can let it stay in your heart. You know, sometimes, man, when we know that we're struggling, fighting stuff in our heart, oh, glory to God. How many know that there's some, you know, we got to realize that there's spirits that are connected with things. Now, he might not be in you, but he can vex you. Oh, glory to God. I say he can vex you. As a matter of fact, you can't let him in. You can't give him an inch. You give him an inch, you'll take him out. You can't let him in the door. Come on, you got to keep the door shut. You can't entertain when the enemy starts speaking in your ear and stuff and trying to make you jealous of somebody or something, you know, come on. Oh, glory to God. You got to talk back. You got to say something. Oh, glory to God. You got to denounce it. You got to renounce it. Especially if you had a past of being jealous. Oh, glory to God. Or you've been hurt. Amen, somebody. Sometimes people have been hurt. Oh, glory to God. And then open the door because of the hurt for jealousy. Oh, glory to God. You gotta denounce it. Amen. When it rise up, somebody say when it rise up. When it starts rising up. Because how many know that relationships won't last? Man, I've seen overly jealous relationships, they don't last. It can be abusive. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, when it starts rising up, we have to denounce it. Oh, glory to God. We have to bind it. Come on. Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll bind it in heaven. One verse of scripture says whatsoever you allow, God will allow. So in other words, we can't allow it. Come on, we can't give it permission. We got to shut it up and shut it down. Amen. Tell the devil to shut up in the name of Jesus. Put the name of Jesus behind it. Shut up. Stop talking to me. Isn't that what Jesus, when Peter was being influenced by the enemy, Jesus said, get behind me. That's a good way of saying, shut up, leave me alone. Get back there behind me. What you doing in front of me? Speak up, daughter. Because they don't understand that there are spirits that are connected to that work under jealousy. I'm going to say that again. There's spirits that work under jealousy. Okay. What's some spirits that work under jealousy?
Murder.
Hatred.
Huh?
Hatred.
Hatred.
Strife.
Is that it? Competition. We see it in church. Okay, all right. One person trying to outdo another person. We see it in church. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Competing. You know, competing with one another. People sometimes, you know, that operates under what? The strong man of jealousy. Comparing. comparing what one person has done. Oh, glory to God. Well, that, you know, and so sometimes, can I tell you something? Sometimes even we're in church and we're picking it up. Are we seeing it? And we think, you know, that, you know, just, you know, if the Lord leads you, pray about it. Anger. Okay, that's a good one. You know, and so, because I tell you what. See, we know love conquers all. And if you're mature in love, come on, if you are mature, I'm going to say it again, when you're mature in love, oh, glory to God, it's hard for this spirit to operate in your life. Oh, glory to God. If you're grown or growing in love, you know, love abounds towards all men. If you feel any hatred towards any color, race, creed, person, there's a spirit of jealousy. There's a spirit of jealousy at work, or the strong man of jealousy is at work. Oh, glory to God. Now, how many know that we all, let me say this here. We all love our, you know, we all love our people. We all love our race. Amen, somebody. But we should not love our race enough to step on another race of people. You know, when I worked out on the Space Center, you know, and I was a lead, and there was people that thought that because we were of the same race, that I would allow them to put them in positions or put them on a certain station just because of the race factor. And my policy was that, guess what? First come, first serve. You get to work early, you get to choose the station that you want to be on. So in other words, I did not do it. And so, you know, sometimes I have, you know, sometimes people, you take the brunt. People, you know, think that you start calling you Uncle Tom or something like that. But no, because my love, the Bible says that our love should be what? Abound towards what? All men. I'm not going to put you over another person just because we are the same race. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to choose you. I'm not going to vote for you because you're black. Come on, somebody. Because you could be black and not believe in what I believe in. Come on. There could be a white person standing in front of me and a black person standing in front of me. And if that black person wants to, is endorsing aborting children, come on. Oh, glory to God. And the other one's not, guess what? I'm voting for the other one. Oh, glory to God. Because I'm not voting because I want somebody of my color and persuasion in office. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. So I just wanted to set a little scenario because when the Lord raised us up, he put us in position, our love has to abound towards what? Everybody. We can't love one person more than the other person. Yes, should we love our race? Yes, we should love our race, but we should love all races. We should love all people. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Is that all right? Amen. We should love everybody. And then we got, like I said, we got to learn to recognize. Sometimes we're not fighting flesh and blood. Now, you might have somebody on your job of the opposite race, different persuasion, race, and they may be, and you could pick up that, guess what? They got an aunt against you, and you ain't done nothing to them, and that they might be prejudiced. Well, guess what? Now you need to start binding the strong man of jealousy. Come on, put that spirit up under subjection. Set the temperature on your job. Oh, glory to God. You don't have to tolerate a spirit. Now, you get to focusing on color, you done lost the battle already. And so you have to focus on, somebody said, you got to focus on the spirits and the principalities, the enemy that's using him. We're not fighting flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. Oh, glory to God. And so we take the battle to the spirit. See, spirits don't like to be uncovered. They don't like to, you know, when you take the battle to them, it's like they hide because they know, okay, all right, yeah, I don't want to be bound up. I don't want to be tied up. I don't want to be sent in the outer darkness. Come on. I don't want to be sent back to hell. Oh, glory to God. I don't want to be sent in the dry places. Oh, glory to God. You know, and so anyways, man, hey, you know, they don't want to fight. If they can, you know, deceive and trick you without getting beat down, oh, glory to God. You know, that's, you know, they don't like to get beat up. No, who likes to get beat up? We don't even like to get beat up, right? Right? And so, all right, and so, let me see, what did I say? Go to James 3, okay, 14 through 16. But if you have bitter envy, not just envy, but bitter envy, oh, glory to God, where your jealousy has made you bitter. What does it mean to be bitter? You mad, come on. Oh, you mean the angry? This type of thing can hang out with envy and selfish ambition. Oh, glory to God. You know, I tell you what, ambition is bad enough by itself without selfish ambition. I mean, and don't get me wrong, it's good to have ambition. Oh, glory to God, to want to be successful in life. But here he says selfish ambition in your what? Heart. Oh, you mean to tell me that we can allow this stuff in our heart? This is why it's so important when the Bible talks about renewing your mind. Renewing your mind. What's in your mind? What's in your heart? Oh, glory to God. Do you have a strong ways of thinking? Hallelujah. See, because some of us got to be deprogrammed. And I'm talking about some of us, when I say some of us, I mean in the body of Christ. Some of us have to be deprogrammed. Amen. The Bible says we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We were born in sin. Come on, we've been shaped. Oh, glory to God. We've been shaped. Hallelujah. Our thinking has been shaped. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're products of our environments. One of my best friends, Wayne Atkins, wonderful brother in the Lord. He was a white brother in the Lord. He's gone on to be with the Lord. But he told me, he says, I was brought up in a home, and in my home I was brought up to hate black people. God saved him. And so when we would open the door for him and to come and preach, he would apologize for what his race of people had done to the black people. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, sometimes people can apologize till the cows come home and people ain't going to receive it. People are not going to forgive. Come on, somebody. People will still walk around and choose to be angry. And can I speak to these type of people? Because the Bible says that you won't be forgiven unless you forgive. And this young lady was like, you know, hey, you know, they don't want to hear that. You know, they don't want to hear, you know, they're still living in the past. Oh, glory to God. Yes, are there racist people still? Yes, on every side of the track. Somebody say on every side of the track. Black, white, yeah. There are people that are jealous for their race. Amen, somebody. And so with some people, they won't get over it. They want to choose to remain bitter. Rabbi, they want to choose to remain angry. They want to choose, oh, glory to God, not to love another race because of what they did. Let me say this, you didn't even know your great, 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 great granddaddy. Come on. You didn't even know them. Come on. You didn't know they were witches, warlocks, into voodoo. You didn't know. You didn't know what type of people they were. Oh, glory to God anyways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can still be over there in rags and dancing around and worshiping your ancestors. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I look back and, you know, yes, my loved ones had to go through some things, but I said, if you're going to sit there and say that, all races of people have risen up against other races of people. Every race has done their dirt. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. If we want to be, judgmental about it. Every race has done some dirt. Hallelujah. We all need to repent for our ancestors. You know, this is what Daniel, I won't even go all into that, but hey, we are God, forgive us. Forgive even the things that my ancestors done. And so, what did I say, James? 14 through 16. I got my cell phone and the light keep going up. And so, bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart. My God, don't brag and deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from above, but is what? Earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, because what I told, I pretty much told this person that. Yes, that type of thinking is not the thinking of God. It is demonic. Come on. It's from the enemy. It's from the devil. You know what's from the devil? If it's not wrapped in love, if it's not wrapped up in a package of love, it's from the devil. Oh, glory to God. I said that the devil wants us to hate, want to walk around hating one another, mad at one another. And I'm surprised more preachers aren't preaching this. And let me say this here. We got a preacher, and he's preaching hatred. Come on, because this is the type of stuff that's coming across the pulpit in some churches. Oh, glory to God. Teaching people to hate one another. And if they're not teaching love and to love your brother, run. Come on, because let me say this here. Unforgiveness, hatred, envy, all of this stuff is a ticket to hell. Okay? All right, let's read what the rest is. Such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where envy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every kind of evil. Come on, oh glory to God. And so when we see selfish ambition, when we see jealous, there's disorder. This disorder. Come on. Okay, somebody say, even in the church. Even in the church, disorder. Oh glory to God. Hallelujah. We have no need to be in here competing, comparing. Oh, glory to God. Hating on one another. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave that alone. But Exodus 20 and 17. Exodus 20 and 17. Go to Exodus 20 and 17. Anybody getting anything out of this? I wish more people were here tonight. Amen. But, who knows? We may send a copy. Make sure everybody get a copy of this. Exodus 20:17. Do not covet your neighbor's house. Okay, now these are scriptures that I looked up that had to do with jealousy. And so you mean to tell me you can covet your neighbor's house? You mean to tell me coveting falls up under jealousy? Oh, because you're jealous of what they got. And then because you're jealous of what they got, now you want what they got. Okay? Do not covet your neighbor's wife, his male or female slave, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. And so if you got a coveting problem, you have a jealousy problem. Okay, I want everybody to say that out loud. If you got a coveting problem, you got a jealousy problem. Oh, glory to God. Galatians 5:19-21. Galatians 5:19-21. Just sitting down and being in talk tonight. Is this all right? Yeah. Amen. This is good. This is good for the soul. Oh, glory to God. Good for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank God that there's diversity in this ministry. I thank God that we have black, white, Hispanic. You know, we have people that come from all different types of background. You know, can I tell you something? It doesn't always have to do with race. People can be jealous of another person because they make more money than them. Okay, all right. All right. I remember presidential candidate, he seemed like, you know, that they were pitting the rich against the poor. Okay? Because you have people that are jealous. Jealous of people that are rich. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Not knowing that you need the rich. Okay. Who was that? Was that Isaac? Isaac was so rich. And Philistines, I can't remember, but they got mad at him because of his wealth. And they came to him and told him to leave. He was digging wells, and every time he dig a well, they're filling in, and they finally told him to leave. And so think about that now. You have somebody that's bringing wealth to your area, and you want to kick the wealthiest man out of your area. That's like kicking money out of your area. Come on. That's like, you know, because guess what? If you got someone that got money, they're going to be buying your products. They're going to be, buying this and that. And so it didn't make any sense, but jealousy. Why? It blinds you. It'll cause you to attack something that you really need. Okay? Oh, glory to God. I know I'm about to bind the devil. I bind the devil on that one in Jesus' name. Everything that I'm discerning. Oh, glory to God. See, it might be for tomorrow, because you got, you know, people gonna listen to this, because you got some people, oh glory to God. I've been at work and I've heard people, and they talk like they, you know, that they're mad about people that got money and they don't have no money. I was at work one day and this guy was like, he was talking about a particular preacher, and he was like, he got this and he got that, and he got this and that and this. And I said, well, brother, they use airplanes for ministry, just like you would use a car to get from one place to another place. You know, it just depends on the size of the ministry that you call to. If you got a church in New York and one in Atlanta, come on, you don't have time to wait in a two-hour line. Come on, you need to jump on an airplane and get from one place, Rabbi, to another place. You ain't got time for it to go through all of that and stuff like that. And so it can be used as a tool. And we listen to the world. Come on. We listen to these jealous folks and these folks that's antichrist, mad at God, and try to poison our minds and manipulate our minds against God's generals. You know, because I told him, I said, you know, you don't sit around and talk about the CEO of Coca-Cola. Well, he ain't walking through the airport. They got an airplane. Come on. Yeah, even the artists. Yeah, they got an airplane. As soon as a man of God get an airplane, you want to attack them. I pray God deliver his people from that craziness in Jesus' name. That's because we don't understand ministry. This is why when you thank you, Holy Spirit, this is why you see when Joseph was trying to explain the vision to his brothers, and they got jealous. Because can I tell you something? Some people are called to smaller churches. Some people are called to big churches. So Joseph's brothers were called to a small amount of sheep. But Joseph was called to what? A big, or to be over a nation. Come on. And so the people that are called to the small can't get jealous of the people that are called to be over the big, and vice versa. If you call to be over the big, you can't be hating on the ones and then picking on the ones, because sometimes you got the ones that got the big and they pick on, you know, they get a big hitter and they pick on the smaller churches. Come on, somebody. Oh, they in the storefront. No, keep your mouth shut. Stop picking on, because guess what? That's what they're called to. If they're called to 50, 100 people, that's what they're called to. If you're called to 20,000, that's what you can handle what God gives you. And so people need to understand that we're all on the same team. Come on, because some of those folks that are called to the big, they got headaches. Woo-wee. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They got headaches. Hallelujah. They gotta make sure that they're making a certain amount of money. Come on, to keep it going. Oh, glory to God. But hey, that's what God has called them to. And so we gotta be happy with where God called us to. And so leave the people of God alone that need an airplane. Just because you don't need an airplane. And so what I told the brother, he kept on. I said, brother, just because you came up here on a bicycle. Just because you came up here on a bicycle and you jealous of someone who has an airplane, and boy, I tell you what, that went all up under his skin. He got mad. Come on. Oh, God. I ain't jealous. Yes, you are. You jealous of your brother. Come on. They can't see it. You jealous of your brother. Oh, glory to God. And you need to see it. And yes, he did come up there on a bicycle or walk or something like that, you know. And so, my God, and so you don't, and then also, you don't know what he has given, what he has done, the sacrifices that he's made. And so anyways, we got to be careful, because guess what? A lot of times, what we have in life is based on the decisions that we've made. If you've made decisions, you know, because he wasn't necessarily a young man. He probably was in his 40s, even close to 50s. Come on, but the decisions that you've made have gotten you what you got. You have what you be. That's why they call it be have or behave. You have what you be. So if you want to be something, if you want to have something different, you got to what? Be something different. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so let's finish this up and then we'll call it a night. And so what the Bible says, which are now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, there's the big word, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, that's another way of saying jealousy. Oh, glory to God. See, so in other words, jealousy, you'll hit this list twice. Drunkenness, carousing, even when you look at, I won't even go on into that, but drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I warn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Whoa, now what did he say here at the end? Those that what? Those that practice such things. Oh, glory to God.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
As Fräulein Maria sang, nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Why is there something instead of nothing? That's one of those questions that haunts science, taking it beyond the what to the why. For a long time, the widely accepted answer that was given by astrophysicists, astronomers, and others is that the universe has always existed. One reason this so-called steady-state theory was a favorite of materialists is because it sidestepped any need for a creator. However, in the 20th century, the collective evidence for a cosmic beginning became overwhelming, forcing scientists to accept that space, matter, energy, even time had a beginning. Ergo, these things are not eternal. The Big Bang theory, which replaced the steady-state theory, wasn't as much an explanation for how the universe came to be as it was a description of the immediate aftermath of a beginning. The initial first cause, or whatever it was that set off the Big Bang and provided the necessary fine-tuning necessary to produce a life-friendly universe, remained a mystery. Well, at least it was a mystery for those unwilling to accept God as the first cause. Writing in Scientific American this month, former Harvard astronomy chair Avi Loeb proposed that our universe may have been created by intelligent designers, just not God. What if, the Harvard scientist suggested, our universe was, quote, created in a laboratory of an advanced technological civilization? As a reminder, this is a Harvard scientist, not a late-night radio host. Loeb doesn't speculate on the identity of our universe's engineers or the location of the so-called laboratory where he or she works. But if this proposal sounds familiar, it's because it is. Basically, he's proposing a form of intelligent design, only with an infinite number of extra steps. See, a question that's often asked by children and atheists is, if God made the world, who made God? The answer, given from classical theists, is, well, nobody. God's self-existent and eternal, the very ground of being, who can cause the universe to exist. He himself requires no cause because he is, as Thomas Aquinas put it, the unmoved mover. The very existence of something implies the existence of an unmoved mover, an uncaused first cause. Because, as Fräulein Maria sang in The Sound of Music, nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could. Well, Loeb's version of intelligent design fails to offer an answer to this basic question. If the universe were in fact cooked up through quantum tunneling in a cosmic laboratory by alien scientists, who made the aliens?